From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that Representative Mark Molinaro said September 26 that he is working closely with other Republicans to avoid a government shutdown. Currently, a group of ultra-conservative Republicans are rebuffing all efforts to compromise with Democrats on a plan that could pass both the House of Representatives and Senate and get signed by the President. But Molinaro, who represents the 19th Congressional District, says he can help solve the impasse, saying, and I quote, "I have lived through it as a local official, and I am certainly doing everything in my power to help push my colleagues toward avoiding one. I have been heavily involved in intensive conversations to mold a consensus with the Republican majority to present a budget proposal that reins in federal spending, meets the needs and respects taxpayers, and secures the border," end quote. Some sort of spending bill must be passed by October 1st to keep the federal government operating, but a deal seems unlikely. Democrat Pat Ryan represents the 18th Congressional District and explained how Republicans are unlikely to pass a spending bill in time. Ryan said, and I quote, "Laterally, from going back to the first days of this Congress, where it took 15 rounds for the Republicans to choose their leader, it has been chaos, chaos, chaos. This is really a continuation and sort of culmination of what chaos and division gets you, with very real and dangerous consequences for our district and the country," end quote. Ryan suggests that if 5 Republicans in the House signed on to it in order to keep the government open, a, and I quote, "discharge petition," end quote, could be passed that would cut House Speaker Kevin McCarthy out of negotiations and allow the government to remain open while a budget deal could be made. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Jamal Cutler reports for Columbia Green Media that Pamela Bardilia, the coordinator of the Hudson Youth Clubhouse, doesn't want the group kicked out of its home at 11 Warren Street. Columbia County purchased the property last month for $3.35 million from the Galvin Foundation, with plans to use the property to store voting machines and for governmental office space, not for the youth center. Bedelia wrote to the Columbia County Board of Supervisors saying, and I quote, "Bringing innovative and inspirational programs to young people and opportunities for local individuals and organizations to hold performances, counseling sessions, recovery support, harm reduction, community building celebrations, workshops, and other events at no cost, youth and young adults receive regular care, attentive guidance, and mentoring. Their character is nurtured through a variety of choices offered, and they have grown to enjoy a sense of belonging to something very special, something real," end quote. The Hudson Youth Clubhouse has not said when it will have to leave the space and does not yet have anywhere to go. Columbia County Board of Supervisors Chair Matt Morrell said, and I quote, "We purchased the building to put county departments in. We're trying to program the building to deal with 3 to 4 county departments as well as storage for the Board of Elections, so it's doubtful that the Hudson Youth Clubhouse will remain," end quote. The Catskill Youth Clubhouse is on Main Street there, and they do a live radio show on WGXC at 6 p.m. every Friday. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Luke Parsnow reports for New York State of Politics that the State Department of Education announced September 27th that New York State is not allowing schools to buy or use facial recognition technology. Education Commissioner Betty Rosa said schools can use other kinds of biometric identifying technology that is not facial recognition, such as fingerprint identification, as long as privacy, civil rights, and parent and parental input is considered. Former Governor Andrew Cuomo signed a moratorium in 2020 on facial recognition in schools and ordered a study on the issue. That report found serious concerns about facial recognition technology and said that, and I quote, the risk of the use of FRT in an educational setting may outweigh the benefits, end quote. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.